The U.S. Senate is debating the next version of the Farm Bill. University of Illinois has weighed in with a way for farmers to see how different versions of the Farm Bill might impact them financially. I'll have more on an Excel spreadsheet that compares different versions of the 2007 commodity title of the Farm Bill. Usually, farmers don't have a good way to see how a new farm bill might impact potential government payments. The University of Illinois has solved this problem by putting together a simple-to-use Excel spreadsheet, says U of I Extension Ag economist Gary Schnittke.
We're looking at some of the alternatives and have built a piece of software that allows farmers and others to look at how the various proposals would impact their payments. And right now, that software, which is a fast tool, compares what would the payments would be under the House bill to two proposals made by Durbin Brown. The Durbin Brown proposal is a revenue proposal that would base payments on what happens to insurance prices and state yields. So we compare that to the House bill, which looks a lot like the current farm bill with some changes to target prices, and it does give farmers an options to switch from a countercyclical payments based on target prices to countercyclical payments based on target revenue.
Again, the current version of the spreadsheet compares payments between the bill passed by the House and the Durbin Brown amendment offered in the Senate. Schnittke says as other farm bills are developed, those will be added to the tool that can be found on the University of Illinois FarmDoc website.
As we figure out what those bills mean, yes, we will. The big thing about that is that something we'll model it as soon as there's a written document that describes it. It's pretty hard to model these things if they haven't been described well enough to allow us to look at it.
Schnittke says the economics of the House version of the 2007 Farm Bill and the Durbin Brown Senate amendment are clearly laid out by the Excel spreadsheet Farm Bill Scenario Analyzer.
And the Durbin Brown updates yields as they go through time, and it updates prices as they go through time. So the Durbin Brown proposal would capture the fact that prices have risen. The House bill sets those target prices at pretty low levels compared to what we're looking at. So the House bill isn't going to make many payments unless commodity prices come back down to levels pre-2006. Our analysis would say that if corn prices stay above 235, Durbin Brown would make more payments than the House bill.
Farmers and others can download the spreadsheet from the FarmDoc website and insert their own numbers for the comparison. It will be updated as new policies are released. The address is www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Hi, this is AM 580 Agricultural Director Dave Dickey. Spend more time harvesting and less time pledging. WillPledge.org.